Thank you, Damien, and good evening, everyone. Eureka police officers responded to a report of a burglary in progress at a residence on 18th Street yesterday afternoon. The caller told the dispatcher that his house had been burglarized earlier in the day and that the thieves were back. The three suspects left the house while police were en route to the scene, and the victim followed them to provide updates on their whereabouts. And following a short foot pursuit, officers chased down and arrested two men, 32-year-old Eric Dare and 34-year-old Joe Haslam, both of Eureka. A third man, 18-year-old Kevin Rogers, was arrested later in Blue Lake, and he reportedly admitted his role in the burglaries as well as to selling some of the stolen items. Officers then served a search warrant at the suspect's residence in Eureka and found several rifles, presumed to be stolen, a large amount of loose marijuana, prescription medication, and items taken during the burglary that were identified by the victim. All three men were booked into county jail on numerous charges. A McKinleyville man is in jail tonight after he allegedly assaulted two deputies during an altercation in Blue Lake this morning. The two deputies were conducting an accident investigation in Blue Lake when a neighbor reported a vehicle being driven in an erratic fashion. When deputies found the vehicle, it was parked and 36-year-old Daniel Christie was walking away from it. The deputies contacted Christie and ran a records check, which revealed that Christie was on probation and subject to search. Christie initially complied, but then he fled on foot. The deputies caught up with Christie and a struggle ensued, with one deputy deploying his taser and shooting Christie, which had little effect. Christie then grabbed a hold of the taser, and at this point, two citizens who were watching assisted the deputies in getting Christie under control and handcuffed. Christie was booked into county jail on several charges, including assault on a police officer and a probation violation. The California Highway Patrol has teamed up with six local law enforcement agencies as the holiday season approaches. The CHP has already planned to have two maximum enforcement periods in the coming weeks, one over Christmas and the other the following week over New Year's. In addition, local police departments have joined in and will have their officers out on the streets focused on removing dangerous and impaired drivers from the roadway. No one ever thinks that their holiday celebration will end in jail or worse, in the hospital or the morgue, said Eureka Police Chief Merle Harpam in a statement. But this is too often the case. In addition to DUI saturation patrols, officers will also conduct court sting operations and a warrant service operation in the coming weeks. In the wake of the horrifying shooting at a Connecticut elementary school earlier today, President Obama has ordered that flags be flown at government buildings at half-mast. The city of Eureka has complied with that order, and city manager David Tyson has ordered the flag to be flown at half-mast until December 18th in honor of the 26 victims. 20 of them children. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
Remember your first job? Chances are it was with a store right in your own neighborhood. Now it's your kids hunting for their first job, and no doubt they too will apply for a job close to home. It's great to have local businesses who are willing and able to hire our kids. So next time you go shopping, please invest in your own future and put your dollars to work here at home.
Hi, I'm Mark Diaz from Northwood Hyundai, your hometown Hyundai dealer offering Hyundai cars. Hyundai Car of the Year for two of the last 3 years. I stand behind Hyundai, and we buy local.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The issue of homelessness and transiency in Humboldt County is a big one, and it's addressed from many angles, from the County Department of Health and Human Services to the local sites that provide food and shelter for those in need of a place to stay. Crime is also a concern, as Sheriff Mike Downey explains.
Well, it's a growing transient community that we have. You know, it's throughout the county. You know, the problem is not endemic just to Eureka. It's, you know, we have Willow Creek and Garberville complaining about the same problems, obviously, that we've got this huge transient community going in and out of Humboldt County and around Humboldt County, and Garberville complains about the fact that people don't like to come and trade in town anymore as far as buying from the business owners there.
Solutions are not easy to come by. Some people have taken to a transient lifestyle as a matter of choice, and that does not mean that they are automatically part of the criminal element. Sheriff Downey makes another point.
It is a huge problem in Humboldt County, and it's one we're trying to address. But you get into civil rights issues. You get into issues of people having the right to walk down the street. I've had communities up in arms about why are you allowing these people in, you know, to be here? Well, they have a right to be there, even though they're not abiding by the norm of the community. So there has to be an understanding between those that are coming into your communities and what the community sets as their standard.
And that's the news on this Friday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.